Okay, good Erev Shabbos Rabosa and Erev Shabbos Shuva. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Mem Zion. And we are on the bottom of Mem Vavel and Beis. We had discussed at the end of yesterday's daf certain rules of how to paskin when you have machloks in between certain Tanaim and Rabbanim. And Rav Masharshia had said, I don't hold of this at all. That in each case, you need to check out and figure out who the Psak Halacha is like, regardless of who the two people are who are arguing. And we had wondered, where does Rabbi Sharshi get that from? So we suggested one place, and we had rejected it, and now we're going to go through a bunch of other possibilities, and we'll get to the end, and that actually Rabbi Sharshi's statement will state it will change a little bit, but okay, that's a little bit of a spoiler for later. But either way, we are Ela Mehad Itnan, about six lines up, from the bottom. So Gemara says, Elameha. It must be from here that Rav Masharshia said that we don't hold of these Klali Hora. That again, you say that Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon specifically over here, Rabbi Yehuda, Pahalach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We don't say there's any hard and fast rules. We say that we judge each case based on its merits. And so he must have learned that from here, Meditan, because we learned in the Mishnah. We're going to learn it later in the Masechta. Ir Shal Yochid, Venasis Shal Rabin, Na'arvin Eskula. Eskula. If a city was Shel Yachid, and there's a machlokas in terms of what Yachid and Rabim here mean, does it mean machlokas between the Rishonim? Does it mean privately and publicly owned, or does it mean where you have 600,000 people or less? Meaning more than that would be Rabim and less would be Yachid, again, because 600,000 people often is the benchmark for a Rishus HaRabim. As we already learned in Masechta Shabbos. But either way, so regardless of what that means, if a city is Shel Yochid and it turns into Rabim, so then Ma'arvin is Kula. You can make an Eruv in all of it. Shel Rabim Venasis Shel Yochid, but if it was Shel Rabim and then it turned into Shel Yochid, so Ein Ma'arvin is Kula. Then you're not allowed to make an Erev in all of it. Elim Kein Osin Chutzala Ki'ir Chadasha Shebi Yehuda Sheishba Chamisha Diurim Devarev Yehuda. Unless you make some sort of exclusion in the Erev, like the size of a new city in the area of Yehuda, which would be 50 people living there. Again, the concern here is that people may think that you're allowed to make an Erev in Rishus HaRabim. So, we don't want people to think that. So, if again, in certain circumstances, you are allowed to make an Eruv. And it says over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if it became, if it belonged to the masses, and then it became, let's say, privately owned, let's say, according to one understanding of Yochid and Rabim, so you're not allowed to make an Eruv in the entire city unless you exclude some part of the city. Rabbi Shimon says, no, much less. You have to exclude Shlosh Chatzeros or Shtei Batim, just two Chatzeros, two courtyards, and three courtyards and two houses. And here's the important point here. Halacha Rabbi Shimon, right? The halacha in this case is like Rabbi Shimon. We had said one of the rules before is that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So, Uman, and as the Gemara says, Uman Paul Galer, Rabbi Yehuda. We see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who argues on him. We said before, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So apparently you see that we don't hold of these rules for paskening when faced with these machloksim. So Gemara says, no, my kushya, no, there's no problem with this case over here, because dilma ha'acha nami hecha di itmar itmar, hecha de lo itmar, right? We say, like we answered yesterday, that no, it could just be that the rules apply where there is no machriya, where there's no decision who the halacha is like. But here, Rav Chana Bar Guya said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, so you don't need the rules of paskening, because we said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So you don't even get to the rules. So this is not a good proof for Rav Masharshia's din that we don't hold of these klalei hora. So Elamahadetan, rather another case, perhaps, where Rav Masharshia gets this from. Hamineich is based over halach l'shvos b'iracheres. Let's say a person leaves his house, and then he goes. This is a din and not Erev Tchumim, but an Erev Chatzeros. Again, you have to make an Erev and a Chatzer for all the people involved in the house, in the houses and in the courtyards, to be able to carry into the Chatzer. If one person is missing and not involved, so then it's no good. So, what happens if Haminiach is Beso V'alach L'shpos B'Yeracheres? So let's say one of the people living in that Chatzer, so he left. Right, he went to the thing, went for Shabbos at another place. It's a Shem. We'll all be going away for Shabbos and guests, etc., etc. But let's say someone goes out of town, and he doesn't, he's not a part of the Erev. Echad nachar v'echad Yisrael, oser lefnei chatzeros. Right? If regardless of whether he's a goy or whether he's a Jew, obviously a goy doesn't have part in an Erev, but the Mishnah is going to say that him being part of the chatzer is going to mess them up. They need to go to him to kind of acquire his sechus in the chatzer for them to be carrying. So either whether it's a goy or whether it's a Jew, so Divrei Rabbi Meir, you cannot carry in that chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if the guy went out of town, right, and he does not Oser because he's gone, but he's not there anymore. Right? He's not relevant to the chatzer anymore. It's as if that house is empty. Rabbi Yossi says, Nachri Oser, Yisrael Einon Oser. A goy is going to mess it up, and a Jew is not. Why? That seems to be counterintuitive, so the Gemara explains. Because a Jew who goes to another town for Shabbos ain't coming back. So it's as if the house is empty. But a goy, he can drive on Shabbos, he can travel on Shabbos, what's the difference? He may come back in the middle, so that he would mess it up. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilo Hiniach is based on Halach Lishbos, even if a person Rabbi Shimon is even more makel. Even if the person didn't go out of town, but he went to, let's say, his daughter and his son-in-law in town, so then eno osar, right? Then is that even that case, the Jew is not going to aser the chatzer for everybody else. Shekfar hisiach taita, because he's already deciding. Right, he went to his son-in-law and his daughter for Shabbos. He's not going to be by his house for Shabbos. He's already removed his das, and therefore he's not going to mess up the Erev Chatzeros or everybody else. And here we have again, Rav Rav Chama Bar Guria Marav Halach Rabbi Shimon, Uman Paul Galea Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yossi also, but again, Rabbi Shimon is the halacha, and we see that he's arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. You said over here the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, but when you have, usually one of the rules is, when you have Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that we throw out these klalei hara. This Gemara says same answer. My kushya, maybe this is not a problem because Delma hacha nami here too. Hecha the itmar. Same answer they gave before. That okay. Here we have someone who paskin, so therefore we don't need the klalei hara. But maybe the klalei hara, the rules for paskining, would affect a case where we don't have a psak. Okay, so where does Rav Misharshi again get this idea that we don't hold of the Klali Hora? Elameha, maybe from here. Ditzan, like we learned in Mishnah. Vizesha Amruha Ani Ma'ari Viraglov. We said, right, there's two ways to make an, this is an Erev Tchumim, there's two ways to make an Erev Tchumim, with food or by just being there, establishing your presence in the area. So that's where your Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. So a poor man is allowed to use, right, doesn't have so much food, so we don't want him to put his food away. To use it as an area, if you want him to be able to eat it, so he could use his feet, he could use his presence. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ano Ein Lano Ela Ani. Rabbi Meir says that's a special stipulation for an Ani, that we don't want him to use his food, so he can use his person. But someone who's rich, he needs to use food for an Erev Tchumim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani Vechad Ashir. Lo Amru Ma'arvin Bepas, El Lahakel, El Ashir, Shol Yitzi V'Arev Baraglav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what do you mean? That's not the institution of being Kona Shvisa with your body. Yeah, a person, rich person, a poor person, everybody can be Kona Shvisa with their own two feet. Right? The only institution of making an Erev with bread, says Rabbi Yehuda, is to make it easier for rich people, not for poor people, for rich people, because they don't have to go out and hang out, you know, 2,000 amos away at the onset of Shabbos and then walk back. Right? We see that the halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda, Amrli Rav, Siimba, Nami, and Rav then added Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Right, we said that the Halacha is Echad Ani V'Echad Ashir, and Rav finished and said Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Tarti Lamali, what do you need to tell me that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Hamarta Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We said that the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda is the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need to tell me that, right? One of the rules is Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir. So what do you need a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So that seems to imply that we don't need the rules of paskining don't impact. So Gemara says, no, my kushya, Dilma Rav, Leslie, Lani Klali. No, maybe Rav does not hold of these rules. Therefore, Rav had to tell us again that the psak is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now pay attention to this, because this is going to impact what we say at the end. But it could be, the Gemara says, simply that Rav didn't hold of these klali hora. He didn't hold of these rules. Okay, so therefore he had to tell us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir. So where does Rabbi Masharshia get this from? Elameha, it must be from here. It's not, and we learned how Yevamal Yitzachlos Flitzisiyav Machiush La Shlosha Chadashim. A Yevamah, Rachmana Litzlan, a young woman who loses her husband, has no children, right? So we have an institution that the brother should marry the woman and be makim shame, making shame the achiv, right, to have a child in his brother's name. So what happens? That's obviously if he doesn't want to, then he could do chalitza, right? So those are the two options. But he doesn't do that right away. I mean, we have to wait, says the Mishnah, that you have to wait 3 months from the death of the husband to make sure, right, in case the woman becomes pregnant, so we know whose baby the child is. So we learned in the Mishnah, you can't even do chalitza. You can't do either one until you wait 3 months, because, again, you get ready, you can discern a pregnancy by 3 months. Also, by other women, in a case of a divorce or Rachman al Tzlan, a husband passing, so you also have to wait 3 months. Regardless of what type of marriage it was, even if the marriage was annulled from Eirusin, i.e., when they were engaged, then there would have been no bia, assuming that they weren't Mekadesh with bia, right? Even in a case where there'd be no bia, there's no concern for the woman likely to be pregnant, we still wait 3 months. That's the Tanakhama. That a Nisua can get, what's the chart here? Rabbi Yehuda says, sorry. Right, meaning the Nisuos, the one who had been married, can get engaged, but the ones who had been engaged can get fully married. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says that if a woman was married completely, Nisuin, and there's a concern that there may have been some sort of bia, and we have to wait 3 months, so they can get Yisarsu, they can get engaged, right? You don't have to do nothing, right? They can get engaged, right? Again, back in the day, the Irisin and the Nisuin, which we do nowadays in the same day, that used to be far apart. So they can do the Irisin part, the Kiddushin, but an Arusa, a woman who had her marriage annulled from the stage of Irisin, from before marriage, before they were allowed to be together, so then Yinasu, then she can even get married fully, because again, there's no concern that she'd be pregnant. Chuz, except for Arusa Shev Yehuda, except for the engaged girls in the area of Yehuda, because there was a concept and a familiarity with Meshalibo Gaspa, that they used to spend a lot of time together, and it could be that they were very taken with each other, and there could have been a bia, even though that was inappropriate. That could have been that. So that therefore, in Yehuda, they had to wait 3 months as well. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Call in Nashim Yisarsu." All women can have Erusin, can get do the engage the first step. Chutz min ha'almana v'pnei ha'evil. Except for a woman who is in mourning, because an almana who has lost her husband because she is in mourning. That's already 30 days, but that's not 3 months. That's a different halacha. Farmina, and we said, Rabbi Elazar, lo al lebe midrasha, right? About this halacha we had mentioned, that Rabbi Elazar didn't come to this marush, and ashkechir l'rvasi dava koin. And he found Ravashi, who was there, and Amalei said to him, "My Amar Ben Midrasha, what's going on in the base medrash? What did they say today?" So Amalei, "Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yosi." Right? He said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Apparently, right, what do you see that somebody argues in Rabbi Yosi? And the Gemara says, "In, yeah, there's a machlokas." Right? Someone argues on Rabbi Yosi. Tanya. Then we learned in the Brisa. But all of those people, or all of those women, are different cases where there's not going to be a bia between the husband and the wife. In those cases, I'll just go through those in a second, but in those cases, kulan tzrichan hantim gimel chadashim de Rabbi Meir. And all of them have to wait 3 months, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Matir, Leiris, Vilinose Miyad. Rabbi Yossi allows a woman in those cases to get engaged and get married right away. So the question is, Lamali, why do you need to tell me that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Famarta Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, right? We said one of the rules is Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi wins. So why do you need to tell me according to Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, and I'll just go back to those cases in a second, just to explain exactly what they are. But my kushya, what's the problem from this case? No, this might not be the source for Rav Masharshia. Dilma lafuchi, the Rav Nachum Mar Mishmuel. Maybe this is just coming to tell me that the halachas are Rabbi Yossi to make sure you don't paskin like Rav Nachum Mar Mishmuel. The Amar halacha Rabbi Meir v'gzeirosaf, who says that when Rabbi Meir makes a gzeira, i.e. Shema Yavo, maybe we may have a problem. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to tell us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Right, just to go back to those cases to explain what's going on. Where is that? Right, Vatanya. So if you look at the top, so Vatanya, what's the case? Haisa Redufa Lele Chavei Savia is a woman who used to go to her father's house, meaning she wasn't around her husband for a long time. Osha Haisa Kasim Baila, or they were fighting. Osha Haya Baila Zakin Ochola, or he was old and sick. Or she was sick, Akara, or she couldn't have children, Rahman Latslan, Zakena, she was old, Katana, she was a young child who's not able to have children, Violinus, also a woman who's not mature and cannot have kids, Anaru Lele, a woman for a reason can't give birth. Rashi says because she took some sort of drug or whatever, she's therefore making her no longer able to give birth. Okay. Oshai is a baila chavish beis urim, or her husband was in jail. Mapeles achar misas baila, or Rachmana l'tzlan, she miscarried after the husband passed away. Right. So again, in all of these cases, there's no concern that there would be some sort of potential pregnancy. Still, Rabbi Meir says that you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi had said that you can get engaged right away. Okay. So either way, that's not the case. That's not the source of Rabbi Masharshia. So we are the second wide line. Ela meha. Rather, it's from here. Perhaps the Tanya of Belinda Nebraisa. Holchen liyirid shel nachrim. Yirid is a word they use nowadays also. The kids use it in like yirid purim or shuk purim. Yirid is a place where they're having a big sale. I hear my kids talking about that all the time. Yirid, we had a big yirid today. They come home with like cotton candy and like, you know, a stuffed animal that they will never touch. Anyway, you can go to a yirid, a sale of nachrim, of goyim. Right, you can buy all these things from the goyim, the chiddush here is, well, obviously, right, the chiddush here is that it's Rashi explains that this is on their holiday, that they have these fairs and these, you know, flea market type situation on their chagim. You might have thought that it's usher to go do that. So you can buy all these items. And you can also write. You do transactions in their courts, right? Shtaros and contracts or whatever. Because it's as if you're saving from them. What does that mean? You're saving property. Meaning you have to go take property, right? Meaning, even though you're going to a Goyisha court, right? If they, you know, mess you over in a contract or dispute or whatever, so it's, you know, you're going to take care of your property, you're going to take care of your money, that's fine. And if it's a coin, so then even metame bechutzlaris ladun la'arer imen, he may even go outside of Eretz Yisrael to become tame to go fight with them in court. Chazal goes there that outside of Eretz Yisrael has a din of tuma midrabanan because they weren't careful about where they put their kvaros. So therefore, obviously, a kohen is not allowed to go in a place where he could become tamei. But Chazal allowed him, in this case, to even, you know, have a suffik tumah derabanan to go litigate against these goyim. Ukshem shemitami b'chutz la'aretz kach mitami b'zeh kvaros. You can even go to a basic kvaros. The Gemara says basic kvaros sakadaitach, an actual graveyard, right? Tumah d'araisah. That's already, you can't play around with that. That's for sure tumah. Right? We know where the graves are. That's right. That's tumah d'rabanan b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, fine. That's already gzeir d'rabanan. We can play with that. But how can you tell him to go mitami d'araisah to go fight a court battle against a guy? So Ella, no. The Gemara says it must be a case of beis apras, right? It must be a case of beis apras, which is where there's a field where a kever was plowed over and you lost it, and we're not sure whether there's where it is exactly. Right? It could be that it was chopped up. Okay, so either way, that's derabanan. That's a tumah derabanan. So again, that's mutter. So okay, umitami lisa isha velilma Torah. Now, Kohen is also allowed to go to chutz la'aretz and be mitami himself, right? Again, with the tumah derabanan as decreed by the Chachamim. So he can go. I mean, that's just code word for saying go to Chutz La'aretz. So you give him mitame. He can go to Chutz La'aretz. Lisa isha v'lomod Torah to go get married and go learn Torah. Right? If his if there's no yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael or that's where he wants to go learn. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, when is that true? Emasai. It's mentioned ein motzi l'lomod. Right? If that, then you can't find a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Have a motzi l'lomod, but if you can find a yeshiva, so then l'itame, then he shouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz. Just because he wants to. Rabbi Yossi says, "Af bizman shemotzi lulmod nami itame." Even if you have a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, he can even go to Chutz La'aretz to learn Torah. Lafi she'ein hakol zocha adam lulmod. She'ein min hakol zocha adam lulmod. Because a person doesn't necessarily learn well from everybody, right? You have to find the rebbe that you like. So Rabbi Yossi again argues on Rabbi Yehuda. It says that you are allowed. Kohen is allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, even if there are yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, "Maisa beYosef a Kohen." There was this guy Yosef who was a Kohen. Shalach Eitzel Rabbo leTzidon lelmod Torah. He went to Tzidon, which was outside Eretz Yisrael, and even though there were yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Right, what was the rule? We said Allah Rabbi Yossi." Rabbi Yochanan, what do you need to tell me that? Right? One of the rules was that Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda. So why do you need to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Itzriach, no, we need to tell me that because on the Kamina, you might have thought to say, Hani Mili b'masnisin, that that's only by a Mishnah. Ava b'braisa emala, but you might have thought that these rules don't necessarily apply to a braisa. So Kamash Malan, therefore, he tells us that no, Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda even in a braisa. So, after all those attempts, we don't really have a rule, or a source, rather, for Rabbi Sharshia's decision that we throw out the rules of Paskening. So where did Rabbi Sharshia get that from? So Gemara finally recants and says, this is where Rabbi Sharshia met. Hani kolli lav divrei hakol ninu. That these rules are not according to everybody, because if you remember, maybe the third or fourth proof, we had said, harav lesle hani kolli, that Rav does not hold. Perhaps Rav does not hold of these rules of Psak. So that's where Mesharshia meant that, when he said that I don't hold of these rules of Psak, no, it just means that they're not divrei hakol, they're not according to everybody. And Rav is the one who actually doesn't hold of them. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara switches gears a little bit. And again, we had been talking about before this whole discussion about whether an item of Hefker acquires its own Tchum. And now we're going to talk about items of goy. What about an item of a goy? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Cheftzei Nochri in Konin Shvisa. The item of a goy does not acquire shvisa, and they can go, however many thousand of amos you want. Right? There's no shvisa. They don't Konin Shvisa, and they can go wherever they like. If you look at Rashi, Harein Hein Karagli Kol Adam. They're like the feet of anybody. Let's say a guy brought his items into the city and then you acquired them, so then you're allowed to take them wherever you want, even if they came from very far, far away. Again, we had said before, someone who goes outside the tchum only gets dalet amos, but no, we say they're like the regular kol adam, and whoever acquires them gets, the item takes the status of the shvisa of whoever owns it. So Gemara says, Laman, who is this according to? Elaim, the Rabbanan, if you're telling me it's according to the Rabbanan, So Pshita, it's obviously that can't be, because Hashta Cheftze Hefker, the Lesle Bailim, ain't Konin Shvisa. If you remember, the Chachamim held that an item that's Hefker does not acquire Shvisa. So Cheftze Nachri, the Islu Bailim, me buy it. Right? You don't need to tell me that a Goy's possessions, right? The Goyim have no Shaychas to Tchum. So obviously, the Chachamim are going to say that a Goy's possessions do not acquire a Shvisa. If you're telling me that Hefker does not acquire Shvisa, Ella, I'll leave with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rather, it must be the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Vekamash Malan, it comes to teach us that that Emor de Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Konin Shvisa Hanimili Cheftze Hefker to Les Blue Bailim. Again, what do we say? We said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's items are Kone Shvisa, Hefker items, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, are Kone Shvisa. When do we say that? That's because there's no owner. Avachetze Nachri, but a guy who owns these items, right, the Islu Bailim, that does have an owner, lo, right, and they do not acquire a Shvisa on Shabbos because, their owners don't have anything to do with Shabbos, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you have to teach me this halacha that a non-Jew's stuff does not Kone Shvisa. Okay, again, not Konish Visa means that when you acquire it, so then you can move it wherever you want. Right, if an item is hefker and it's konish shvisa, so then you are limited by the 2,000 amos tchum where it is originally located before Shabbos. So Gemara says meisvei. Hold on 1 second. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says a shol kli min anachri biyantiv. Let's say you borrow a kli from a goy on yantiv. V'chena mashelo lenachri kli me'erev yantiv, or you borrowed it from erev yantiv. You mashil is you lend. So you lend to a goy a kli on erev yontif, the chzira lo yontif, and the goy brings it back on yontif. Right, meaning at the onset of yontif, it quote unquote belonged to the goy. Vakilin vautzaros sheshavsu besochatchum, and also any utensils that were stored in storage that had took up shavsu literally means it had a Shabbos residence in that side of tchum. We're talking about the kalim. Yishlam alpayim amal chol ruach. So all these items have 2,000 amos in any direction, meaning they're kone shvisa. They do acquire Shabbos, shvisa in that place. And v'nachri, I was looking for Rashi, now I came back, where is it? Right. V'nachri shehevi lo peros michutz ha-tchum, and let's say a guy brought any produce or whatever from outside the tchum, hareze lo yizizam im komam, and you can't move them at all, meaning they came from outside the tchum, and therefore they only have Dalet Amos, meaning the items that belong to a goy are Kone Shvisa. So who does that like? If you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the items of a goy do acquire Shvisa, so therefore, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So therefore, this Brisa is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ella, if you're going to tell me that Kasar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chefti Anachri ain't Kone Shvisa, and if you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like the Chachamim, that goyish possessions do not acquire shvisa, and you can move them wherever you want. So Hamani, who is this brisa? Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'lo Rabbanan. It's not like anybody. As Gemara says, La Olam Kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chafti Anachri Kone Shvisa. Really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does hold that a goyish possessions acquire shvisa, and you can't move them. Let's say after he's brought them into the town. Ushmuel Damar Karabanan, and Shmuel holds like said his halacha like the Rabbanan. And again, the question that you had before, what do you need to tell me this? Obviously, the Rabbanan who say that if Hefker items aren't Kone Shvisa, so certainly Goyish items aren't Kone Shvisa, Pshita, so Maya Detema, why does Shmuel need to teach me this? You might have thought that Gezeira Bailim Dinachri Atu Bailim Dinisrael. Because you might have thought that if you tell me that items that belong to a Goy don't have Shvisa, you might have thought the same is true by an item that belongs to a Jew. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Shmuel has to reinforce and tell us that there is no Gezeira, that you may get confused between items that belong to a Jew and items that belong to a guy. Okay, so meaning Shmuel holds that Chefti Nachrim do not have Shvisa, and you can move them wherever you want, even if they come from outside the Tchum. Rabbi Yochanan holds that they are Kone Shvisa. Why? Gzeira, Bailim de Nachri, Atu Bailim de Yisrael. So it's certainly because of this Gzeira, this concern that we just raised, because people may get confused between the possessions of a guy and the possessions of a Jew. Hanun Dichri. I was expecting it to say Nachri, but it's not. Dichri is Zechar, meaning rams, sheep, male sheep. The Asu Lemavrachta. So they came to the city of Mavrachta, and Shalar Rava Livne Machoza Limizvan Minayu. Rava allowed the people in Machoza to buy them. Even though Mavrachta was outside the original Tchum. I mean, Mechoza was close enough, but Mavrachta was outside of the Tchum of these animals. But Rava allowed the people in Mechoza, it's just confusing because it's two cities, but let's say, take for example, it's like Queens and Brooklyn. Right? So you had some rams that came from, Boston, and they were hanging out in Brooklyn, and Rava said the people in Queens could go to Brooklyn and buy these rams, because even though the rams had come from outside of the Shvus, outside the Tchum, again, paskening that the possessions of a goy are not Kone Shvisa, and therefore you can bring them back however, wherever you want. Amalei Ravina the Rava said to Ravina said to Rava, "My datich, what are you talking about? What's your logic?" The Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, "Chefti Nachri in Kone Shvisa." You're holding like Shmuel that says that the items of a goy do not have Shvisa. Mashmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yochanan. Right, when you have a machlokas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, right, the Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said they are Kone Shvisa, therefore you can't move them. I'm Rabbi Chiba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chefti Nachri, Kone Shvisa. Gzeir, Bailam de Nachri, Atu, Bailam de Yisrael. Right, so we see that, again, this concern, this gzeira, that because people might get confused between the possessions of a Jew and the possessions of a goy, so where goes there? So therefore, Hadar Amar Rava, so Rava took it back, said it was maskim, and he said, Lizdavnu livni marvachta, not mavrachta. So then he said they can only be sold to the people in mavrachta, right, because that's already, because that's a case where something leaves the tchum, but it's put in a enclosed area, remember, after a wall or whatever, and that already we saw that the halachas like Rabbi Gamliel, that whatever item is taken outside the tchum, if it's deposited in, let's say, a pen or a jail or whatever, so that it can walk throughout the entire thing. So Mavrachta, same thing, Mavrachta had walls, Mestama, and all the people in Mavrachta could take, excuse me, could take the rams, and, I almost lost my voice. Could take the rams outside, inside all of their Rishus HaYachid, all of their city, because it was enclosed by walls. But but you could not take them to Mechoza. Right, to Gula Mavrachta, Lididu, Karba Amos Damia, because he held that all of Mavrachta is like Dalet Amos, right, because you can carry it around that enclosed area, like we said before, towards the beginning of the parak. Okay, Shkoyach Kol Rabosai, have a tremendous Shabbos. We'll stop here. And we'll go Vayter V'Helik Shas. Tomorrow on Matzah Shabbos, have a great Shabbos and Gemar Chasima Toiva. Obviously, we have a day in between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but it's never too early to say Gemar Chasima Toiva. Call to all the best.